Hey, gang, gang, how's everyone doing today? Welcome back to the Greatness Game Podcast, where we don't chase pipe dreams, we build freedom through real business ownership. I am Jack Smith Jr., the founder of Greatness Game and the host of this wonderful podcast. Today's episode is a heavy hitter, how to find cash-flowing businesses for sale off-market deals. Because let's face it, the best businesses, the ones that never hit biz buy sell, they're not on brokers' listings. They're off-grid, quietly profitable, and most buyers will never find them. But you will after this episode. Let's get into it. Most people look for businesses like they look for apartments. They go to public marketplaces and hope for a deal. Here's the truth. The good stuff? It's rarely advertised. Why? Owners don't want their employees or customers to know. They don't want competitors sniffing around. And often, they're not even thinking about selling until someone gives them a reason to. That someone could be you. Off-market equals less competition, more leverage, better terms. But to win, you need two things. A method for finding these deals, a way to approach them without looking like an amateur. Let's break both down. Before you start hunting, you need a target. Ask yourself, what industries are you interested in? Do you want a brick-and-mortar business, a service-based business, or online? What kind of cash flow do you need to justify your time? How far are you willing to travel or relocate? Then tighten the options with numbers. Revenue, $250K, $1.5 million. SDE, seller discretionary earnings, $75K++. Employee count, under 10, owner-operated versus absentee. Once your options are clear, you won't waste time chasing trash or talking to flaky owners. This is where 95% of people give up, but not you. Here are 8 proven ways to find off-market businesses that cash flow. 1. Direct outreach. Old school works. Create a hit list of companies in your niche and send personalized letters, emails, or even make cold calls. Keep it simple. Hi, owner name. I admire what you've built. If you've ever considered a transition or taking a step back, I'd love to have a confidential chat. No brokers, no pressure. This works because owners feel respected. It's one-on-one. It bypasses the noise. 2. Industry association memberships. Join trade groups, chambers of commerce, niche Facebook groups. Why? Because the best deals are passed through whispers, not websites. Host value, build relationships, and let people know you're a serious buyer. 3. Suppliers and vendors. Vendors know everything. Who's struggling, who's growing, and who might be tired. Reach out to them. 8. I'm looking to buy a type of business in this area. If you know anyone thinking of retiring or selling quietly, I pay generous finder's fees. Boom, insider access. 4. CPAs and bookkeepers. They know who's profitable and who's burned out. Form relationships with 5 to 10 local accountants and let them know what you're looking for. Many times, they're the first to hear when an owner is thinking of selling. 5. Local attorneys, especially estate or business lawyers. They handle succession, exit planning, and family disputes. Again, give them a finder's fee and be professional. You're not just hunting deals, you're building a referral network. 6. Drive-by deal hunting, aka driving for businesses. Look for faded signs, empty parking lots during business hours, closed on weekend small operations. Then research the business, find the owner, and make contact. 7. LinkedIn and cold email campaigns. Use LinkedIn Sales Navigator to target owners by industry, geography, and employee size. Then use email tools like Instantly or Smartly to automate outreach. Just don't sound like a bot. Sound like a real person with money and a plan. 8. Word of mouth. Tell everyone, your barista, your barber, your buddies, I'm looking to buy a small cash-flowing business. Know anyone thinking about selling? You'd be shocked how often someone knows someone. Big mistake, leading with, hey, can I buy your business? Better approach. Would you be open to a confidential conversation about succession or transition? Have you ever thought about stepping back or semi-retiring? What's your 3 to 5 year plan with the business? Your job is to open a door, not kick one down. And be clear, you're not a competitor, not a tire kicker, and not a broker trying to get a listing. Here's what to look for when you actually start uncovering deals. Owner is burned out, but business is still profitable. They've made zero effort to grow online. Systems are outdated or manual. No real marketing to speak of. Loyal customer base, recurring revenue, low churn. The owner is the business, but is willing to train you or stay on short term. This is where the value is hidden in plain sight. You can step in, optimize, and explode growth without inventing anything new. Track everything. Use a CRM or even a Google Sheet to track owners you contact and follow-ups. Use a professional email in a branded domain. john@smithacquisitions.com hits different than hotshotbybiz@gmail.com. Be persistent, but respectful. Follow up 3 to 5 times before assuming it's a no. Get a real proof of funds letter ready. Even if you plan to use seller financing or an SBA loan, showing seriousness matters. Here's the deal. If you want premium, cash-flowing businesses with minimal competition and better deal terms, you've got to dig where others won't. Off-market isn't magic. It's methodical, it's relationship-based, and it rewards patience. If this episode helped you, share it with someone serious about buying a business the right way. And if you're looking for resources, training, or want to check out articles or other content available, go to greatnessgain.com. Until next time, keep your eyes open, your offer sharp, and your growth mindset locked in. This is Jack Smith signing off.